Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Idiot. How dare you, sir?
You are an idiot.
This is how I start every day of my life.
Singing along with the radio.
It's the first thing I think of when I wake up in the morning.
That and...
where's the coffee?
Ladies and gentlemen and distinguished guests, it is showtime.
That's right. It's showtime. And only... Courtney's a little late this morning. Ah, here she
what?
Comes.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tim.
That could have been
good
bad.
Job.
Hey, Lance, Tim Convey, how are you?
I'm good, Tim Convey. Now, is this Tim Convey Jr.?
This is Tim Convey Jr., and Senior will be making an appearance here later today.
Oh, the cup. The draw of the
that's
cup.
That's right. The cup is right. Here today.
Yeah. He's never seen, I didn't realize he's never seen it. He's never been in the office or the studio or whatever. It'll be, he's just going to say, this is so neat. this is so cool.
Lance,
where's Lance?
Lance came in very prepared today for the Stanley Cup.
Yes, I have Blues garb on, and my wife is also coming in too.
Awesome!
I have not seen her this excited since the royal wedding.
Wow!
Seriously, she shrieked when I told her yesterday.
You wear your hats weird. So
thank
he walked
you.
In with his hat on and his blue shirt, but his hat isn't on his head. It's like on top of his head.
Oh yeah, That wasn't game ready.
Oh, okay.
That was just because I didn't have a free hand. I just kind of
I got it.
There.
I got it. Because I was like, does he always wear his hat?
No.
Have I not noticed this before about Lance?
No, that was goofing off in the clubhouse, not ready to take the field look.
Yeah, I've seen the Stanley Cup on Facebook a ton at different offices and businesses, which is really cool for the city to be able to get their picture taken with the Stanley Cup. And does this mean that this coming into the office today, they've invited family of employees to come in as well. That's why your dad's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Libby's coming in. Does that mean we can touch it now?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
So we can get all up in it.
Oh, yeah.
I think in the last couple of weeks, that cup has been touched a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to touch it, Lance? Because you're a germaphobe.
Ooh, it's a good point.
I know. Now I put something in your head.
Look, I don't mean to put it out there because, you know, this can be documented because I've said it on the broadcast realm that we are on. I might tackle it.
Really?
Oh, wow.
No,
wow.
I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
I was going to say, we'll get some press off of it.
Yeah,
great press.
Hey, well, if NBC Sports Network's around, maybe I will.
Yeah, no, they'll cut you out.
I know.
They'll have Carl tackling it. We'll be like, he didn't even tackle it.
Carl, the intern, will be, they'll superimpose Carl's face on Lance. It's funny that we're talking about this because in our building, we have all these video screens, and it's called Hoopla. And it's videos that we've done and big stories. And I've seen Greg Hewitt way too much on this video recently. He gave some flowers to people and it runs nonstop on a loop.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of Stanley Cup action on Hoopla, which is my favorite. It's the favorite video I get to see. And one of the videos is the players and staff and everyone on the ice celebrating the victory, the Stanley Cup victory. And I saw in one of these video, and one of the clips I saw, is some random guy holding up the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, yeah, like, he's not a part, he's not a team member that I know of. He's just like an office guy. And it got me to thinking, like, who hogged, because every workplace has people that bug each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who was out on that ice that other people are like, why was John out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you see, John? John, of course, John was the first person that grabbed the cup.
I know.
At that moment, I think everybody's problems have disappeared.
You know that John, people are bothered by John.
Maybe the next week or something, but I think that's just euphoria all around.
I get it, but you know there's that person.
Yeah.
It's like, of course he was on the ice.
Yeah.
How did he get on the ice? Because, you know, there's always inter-office squabbles. Mm-hmm. There's people that are like, ugh.
But haven't you also had those moments where something great happens and you're just like,
you hug that
Frank's
person
not that bad. Frank, it looks like Frank and I are cool. Three days later, you're like, oh, no, I hate him. I was just really excited.
Oh, Okay, so those pictures a little later today. I did not dress appropriately for the Blues Cup to arrive, but, you know.
I think, why? What,
you're, yeah, you, what, admit, what? You missed it the first time around.
I did.
It came
I did.
Prior to us.
Well, winning. I don't know, some Blues gear, some.
See, I was in my Blues gear last time when it was here before, which, boy, as I say it, I realize how spoiled we are. So, yeah, I got a little classier today.
Yes, you do. You have the button up. It's going to be your Christmas card you send.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. That and everyone else.
What
in the
a
city.
Year. Happy holidays.
My cup runneth over.
Yeah.
All right. That, see, St. Louis, I helped you with your holiday there card for the at the end of the year. All right, let's talk about the show today. Shawn Mendes, you're all pumped. You're excited. You've been waiting a year and a half for this guy to come back in town. He is here finally, Sunday night, Enterprise Center, and we have more tickets to give away. Today's the last day, though, for you to win these tickets and meet and greet passes. Not once, but twice. Two times we will do give some tickets away for Shawn Mendes, and we're going to do the first one for the early Marnin people. Sometime between 6 and 6:30, we'll give you a chance to win those Shawn Mendes tickets and meet and greet passes. And then a little later in the show, we'll have another chance for you. We have things you didn't know. We have foodstuffs, including what America thinks is their favorite restaurant chain.
Mm.
Number one. And I think it's number one again. I think it was number one last year. We're going to talk about driving. I got a great listener email I would love to share with you guys. We're also going to talk about something at my golf league that happened tonight, and it's happening all over the area, and you need to be aware of it because some people are allergic. I will let you know about that.
Oh, boy.
And I want to talk about Tim has a gig tonight, and we want to discuss that. We're going to do it early because we don't want to offend anyone.
We should do it next.
You want to do it next?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it real
all
early.
Right.
But he's in a predicament, and we need to help him. Also, things you didn't know with Tim Convy. We'll do that. Kevin put some new drops in, Tim.
Yeah, so I feel good.
So be excited.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not gonna get my hopes up.
All right, let's talk about your weather. It was a lovely night last night for golf. It was beautiful. We're getting a little more humid today with a slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. And they're talking possibly heavy at times with a high of 91. And then tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid, high of 92. And it looks like Friday through Sunday, around the same, high of 92 and humid, but I don't see any rain. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Kevin the Intern, Tim Convy, Lance Hildebrand.
Hey.
We're celebrating Wednesday. We're celebrating with you because we have two chances for you to win Shawn Mendes tickets and meet and greet passes for his show Sunday, Enterprise Center. If you're listening now and you want these tickets bad, the next 25 minutes will give you an opportunity to win those tickets, the first pair. All right, so yesterday I'm on the phone with Tim, and he's telling me about some gig that he has signed up to do, and he's totally out of his element. It reminds me, I say no, and I investigate a little more before I give my yes, I will be good for your event.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to put myself in a position where I'm uncomfortable and I'm not the right person for it. But you just said, okay, not knowing really what it all entailed.
Yeah, a good friend hit me up, a lifelong friend hit me up who's never asked me for anything, and someone that I like very much, he and his wife, and said, my wife's involved in this, I guess it is somewhat of a charity. I feel like they're doing good and they need an MC. And I was like, it's really tough with comedy, but what, you know, tell me more. And it landed on a Wednesday today. And I'm like, okay. And
I'm open.
And I like these people so much. I was happy to help out. And then they start telling me a little bit about it. Number one, it's from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. That's a long,
yeah,
a long day when we, you know, get in here as early as we do.
Strike one. Right.
Right.
And, I know that they do some type of environmental, you know, kind of something, but regardless of what it is, we've all done sort of charity events where it's fairly easy. There's some sort of entertainment. You come out and kind of say hello. You thank sponsors. You maybe introduce a speaker or some type of entertainment, and then whatever degree we're going to be involved with some sort of charity or fund the need thing, right?
So you keep it moving. It's very little heavy lifting.
Right.
So they're not putting you, you're not the one that's running everything. You're keeping it moving, but you're not you're not giving the information about the charity.
Exactly.
You're calling somebody.
You're right.
Or a rough overview. And whether the charity is, you know, for dogs or a terrible disease or people in a different country or whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
You can get the grasp of it.
Yeah. You just kind of hear the headlines, this is what we're raising money for, and then you just make sure the night's kind of a good time. Well, this, it turns out, is very different. It's like a industry panel, I guess. So it's a, I'm going to use the word symposium just because I never get to use it. I don't know if that's accurate or not. There are speakers and then panel discussions. So I am the typical greeting people and everything else, but also running panel discussions. And I assume you guys have been to panels about the radio industry, and I've been to stuff about...
I can lead that all day.
The music business and stuff. And typically the people running these panels are...
Experts in the field.
Right.
Who can keep a conversation going, because you're talking to people who... You know, sometimes need help keeping a conversation going.
Or moving on to the next subject.
Right. Moving on to the next subject. Yeah, that's a great point. So that's what this thing is, and it is about, I still can't even wrap my head around
it. He doesn't even know what it is.
Water, bodies of water. It's sort of like conservation, but it's also like the science behind bodies of water and stuff like that. And, great cause, obviously, and have some great stuff that's going to happen.
You don't even know what the cause is.
But they sent me questions they sent me questions, and...
You don't have the answers?
No, the questions. He doesn't even know how to read the questions.
I'll ask, some of the terms, I was like, I've never seen that term in my life.
Super tough medical stuff?
No, it's not. It's not medical.
It's like initials or...
Yeah, there's abbreviations, like WOTUS is a thing, and I wasn't familiar, and it's... Well, I think it's just Waters of the United States or something, it turns out.
I would think so, yeah, like FLOTUS or FOTUS.
Yeah, I got the OTUS part, but and I guess I should have... Okay, maybe this is all on me. But anyway, so some of the questions, I'm like, okay, if these people are just going to talk, then terrific, but if the idea is for me to keep the conversation going, there is no such thing as a follow-up question. So one of the things is, why should dry creeks that do not carry water at all times be regulated by the federal government? Or conversely, why should they not be regulated? No matter where this person goes, I don't know what to...
Well, but maybe aren't these questions provided to you maybe as a fallback in case things kind of stall?
I think he's supposed to move it.
I'm the moderator, man. You've been to these things.
You're like John McLaughlin from McLaughlin Group. Issue 1, WOTUS.
Yeah. Wrong.
What say you, panel member?
So I'm going to learn a lot. I'm sure I'll...
I can't believe after you got all this information, you weren't like, I'm out.
No, I wouldn't do that. I like these people too much. I did say, you know, at least maybe there's some...
Is there somebody with me?
Like that. But I think part of the idea is that it's... I guess they've done these things in the past, and they're a little... dry, no pun intended, and the idea of someone coming...
Dry creeks, man.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Right.
Or is it?
Where do you stand? We're going to find out.
Okay, well, wait. I can't wait to hear the update. Worst gig you ever took where you were out of your element?
Oh, boy.
I can tell you mine. I was fine with it until I started offending the crowd. I did a beauty pageant for, like, firefighters and police officers, and somebody said something grammatically incorrect, and I said, "It do." And Nick's like looking for exits in the place because he thought he was going to get jumped. You think about that, Lance. And Kevin, do you do gigs?
I when you said that, and you said beauty pageant, I went, I remember being the speaker for a fashion show.
Oh, that's incredible.
You think fashion, you think me. And it was... Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. If you had to do a gig that you were like, oh my gosh, and you're having flop sweats, that and the sixth graders at that grade school for career day. Two worst events I've ever done.
I did. Yeah. I can add to those stories. Because when I was young, they signed me up for all kinds of weird stuff.
Who's they?
Parents.
When I was like at TKO or in college when I was DJing and stuff. So yeah.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and we have your Shawn Mendes tickets twice today. Tickets and meet and greet passes for that show on Sunday. If you're waiting for them, I can tell you it'll be within the next 10 to 15 minutes here on Y98, the first winner. And then we'll do another winner a little later in the 8 o'clock hour. Did you see that the most expensive home in America is up for sale? And did you see what home it is?
No.
Okay, I remember that show, the King of Versailles or the Queen of Versailles?
Oh, yeah, and they were building that home. It was in the Ozarks, right?
No, Florida.
Okay.
Or the Ozarks. Very similar.
I still remember this show, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? She was delusional, and she was actually even one of the customers on the show flipping out on Bravo. They tried to work with her, Jeff Lewis and his band of merry interior decorators, but they were like, we can't, you guys have too much going on. There's no way we can work with you. So I always thought that was the most expensive home in America because they touted it as that, as they were building it. And I don't know where that stands today. What the deal is that home? Is it even completed yet?
That would be my first question. Did they get it done?
I have no idea, but the most expensive home in America has dropped in price. And I think it's still the most expensive home, and it is the Beverly Hillbillies home.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? How have we not heard about this before? Apparently, it's been on the market for a while.
Yeah, how much?
They were asking $245 million.
What?
How big
is it?
It's in Bel Air. Thanks, Kevin.
And one day he was eating at some food, and up from the ground came a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The king folk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is a place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. The Beverly Hillbillies.
Break it down.
Okay, so it was $245 million. They have reduced that price to $195 million.
Whoa! That's like 20% off, if my math is right off the top of my head.
It's in Bel Air. There's an overview of the house, but it's really, honestly, it's a big concrete-looking house. There's There's really no charm to it.
Is it, how many rooms and such?
I have the breakdown of, like, not how many rooms, but I don't have the breakdown of property, how big the property is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the overview looks like the front yard is all just this landscaping that you would never use or walk through.
Right.
But here's what it does. Here's what it does have. It has 11 bedrooms.
Mm. For $200 million.
Yeah.
I'm not done.
Oh, sorry. Well, no, I'm just saying I thought there'd be more bedrooms.
Yeah, I thought so too.
18 bathrooms.
That's okay, I guess.
Oh, here we go. It's on 10 acres.
There you go.
In Bel Air.
Yeah.
Wow.
In Bel Air. Okay, 75-foot pool, tennis court, 12,000-bottle wine cellar,
wow.
A 40-car garage. By the way, the pool, a cement pond.
No.
Where's Jay Leno? This would be like right up his alley, I think.
And a heaping helping of hospitality.
10 acres, though, that's the key.
That is the key.
I can
see somebody knocking this house down.
That's what I was thinking.
But for that much money?
Yeah. You make your profit when you buy, not when you sell.
190. You know the realtor for this is like, you're never going to. It's one of those people that owns it that believes that their house is worth that much.
Yeah. But you're right. I mean, that Beverly Hillbillies house from the show.
It's real. Yeah.
It's just gray and concrete-y. It's not super.
All right. You could look at. Okay, that's annoying me. It was fine when we were all singing along. Anyway, you can see the pictures. Kevin put all the, there's like two pictures, one overview and one of the front of the house.
Now these reckless nights you regret. Soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
Hello, how you doing today?
Good.
What's your name?
Shelly,
guess what?
What? Am I the right caller?
What's the right caller?
18.
You are caller 18, Shelly.
Oh, my gosh. My niece is going to freak out.
Oh, see, I love that. What a great aunt getting her niece. Not only tickets to Shawn Mendes. How old's your niece?
She is 16.
Oh, my gosh. She gets to meet Shawn Mendes. Can you imagine, Shelly, meeting your teen idol at the age of 16?
No, I cannot.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Shelly, who was your, at 16, who would have been the guy for you to meet?
Oh, my gosh. Probably one of the members of Duran Duran. Probably,
Simon?
Yeah, probably.
John?
Nick.
Nick. Well, just think
keyboard
of that.
Keyboard player, huh?
Tim's excited about that. Congratulations, Shelly. Hang on. Thank you. We'll get all your info and let you know how you get those tickets and the meet and greet passes. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and we will have two pair of Shawn Mendes tickets to give away today. So that means another pair coming in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Entertainment Schmig is coming up at 6:36. We'll talk about time just flying by. Some things you wouldn't believe happened 20 years ago. And Big Little Lies Season 2 is such a hit with Meryl Streep that Nicole Kidman...
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for 24 cents. Hurry up. It's June 26th. That's not part of the copy. That's my own commentary. Okay, time flies. And I realized it this weekend when I had my kids watch the original Men in Black, because my son just saw Men in Black International. The original one came out 22 years ago. What happened?
Man,
wow. When did that happen?
Wow.
But there's a list of stuff that happened 20 years ago. The summer of 99, let me tell you, was a great year, especially for music. There were more summer songs that year than anything. It was like Britney Spears, NSYNC's I Want It That Way. She had Baby One More Time, Bills, Bills, Bills from Destiny's Child, and J-Lo's debut single, If You Had My Love. Mm. I watched that video a million times. So that wasn't it. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire debuted on ABC 20 years ago.
That's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Man, talk about water cooler talk.
Some of these things lasted longer than others. You know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Still in syndication. Napster. Not around. But it did change the way we consume music, for sure.
Yeah.
George W. Bush announced he was running for president. The big movies, Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah. That's why I have a job here.
What?
Yeah. I used to, when I was officially the intern, even though I'm still an intern, when I was officially the intern, I used to do the Star Wars update.
I blocked that from my memory.
And that was such a
What was
such
the
a hit.
Star Wars update?
I got a little paper towel tube and
did the Star Wars update.
Yeah, it was 20 Vader. Years ago.
It was 20 years ago.
We were hurting for material.
Right. We didn't have the technology. But guy who was the host at the time enjoyed it so much, he gave
me
a job.
You're on. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I always think it's because of that movie, because I always think of you as the Jar Jar Binks of Courtney. <Company. laughs>
Oh, wow. Are you going to take that, Kevin?
Misa got a lot of explaining.
Oh, jeez.
I don't understand.
Not helping your case. Oh, you don't even want to know.
I'm fine with it.
Poor guy.
Sixth Sense and Blair Witch Project and American Pie also out. SpongeBob SquarePants premiered. And this is the, it's been 20 years since John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife, and his sister died in a plane crash.
Whoa.
I know.
That's
Big
crazy.
Little Lies Season 2. Meryl Streep is crushing it.
She's making the show, because the rest of it, it's a real downer.
Oh, yeah.
It's everybody's lives are messed up and it's hard to watch.
Yes.
But she is the shining star on that show.
I've never seen an episode of that show, but I picture that every episode, there's a woman who drives in her car somewhere, pulls over and just screams and hits the steering wheel. Accurate?
No.
Maybe a little.
Every other episode.
There was a lot of screaming last episode.
Okay.
But I think that, you know, her Devil Wears Prada character was so this amazing villain that you loved. That she's maybe sort of similar in Big Little Lies just because she's so God, she's so amazing at everything she
does. Different teeth. She's got some really good fake teeth and Big Little Lies.
Well, based on the Broadway musical that just scored 6 Tony nominations, Nicole Kidman and Meryl Streep are going to co-star in the movie The Prom that's going to be on Netflix. Ryan Murphy is behind it. James Corden's going to be in it. Ariana Grande, Keegan-Michael Key, and Book of Mormon and Girl star Andrew Rannells going to be a part of it.
So they're already doing that. That's
Netflix, right?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a fast turnaround. Because usually they wait a long time before Broadway hits TV or a movie.
It seems like a Ryan Murphy project for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It always bums me out for the people who are on Broadway. And they're like, guess what, everybody? They're making a movie. And none of you are going to be in it.
Yeah. Right. You made it so successful that someone else more famous than you is starring in it.
Or like in Rent, it was like 3 of you are in and 3 of you are being replaced by real movie stars.
Yeah, right. It's Pride Month, and Jake Owen, country singer, posted an online tribute. He said, some of my closest friends and coworkers are part of the LGBTQ community, and I couldn't be more happy for the progress they've made. The world needs more love, no matter where it comes from. But I'm not sure about this next sentence. So with that, I Googled gayest songs of all time, and the boys and I decided to put our country spin on this.
Do you believe in life after love?
After love, after love, after love.
Yeah, I can feel something inside me saying, I really don't think you're strong.
I think they did a great job.
Yeah.
There's a good spot for some country harmonies there.
He's real cute, too.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him, but he's really cute. That video's online at Y98.com.
Speaking of country music, there's a rumor that the Dixie Chicks are releasing a new album this year, and it's because of an Instagram post they put up with producer Jack Antonoff from Fun and Bleachers. And I don't know, Lord and Taylor Swift and all of these amazing singers. So they're going to have a big hit album this
year. Very interesting.
Coming up this year. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more at 8:40, more online in podcast form, which you're going to want to listen to if you want to win Schmig Schmackdown this week. We play every Friday around 7:40.
Gonna love you like me.
Y98 with Courtney and company playing today's best music mix, including Taylor Swift and Brendan Urie with Me, but also giving away the hottest tickets and stuff. We had Shawn Mendes tickets and meet and greets. We're going to have another pair of both tickets and meet and greets in the 8 o'clock hour. And coming up just after 7 o'clock, like 7:02, $100 gift card to Dirt Cheap to hook you up and get your bar stocked for the 4th of July.
All right, my two favorite stories of the day. You know, when I say that, then you're going to judge me on my two favorite stories of the day.
No, that's all right.
One of them is a very sweet, life-saving story.
Ooh, yeah.
But the people that it involves, that's the humorous part. And the other one, we're talking side hustles, folks. And I don't love that word, those words. I don't like it. Your extra job, whatever it is. But it is a side hustle world that we're living in. Mm-hmm. Lots of people supplementing their income with other things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here on the show, Lance Hildebrand's got a big side hustle. Tim Convy hustles all the time. The rest of us don't really, do we? We don't sell anything.
My side hustle is napping.
Yeah.
And I've got a little bit of an eBay hustle.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's not
you do. I'm sorry. But it's not as big as it used to be.
No.
Right.
Okay. Well, there's a substitute teacher, and she was subbing for about 3 months at a high school, El Campo High School in Southeast Texas. She was just fired. Her side hustle got her fired.
Mm-hmm.
She was producing porn movies in a classroom and a workroom at the school.
With students?
No students were involved.
God.
But how do you think you're ever going to get away with this?
How'd she get caught? Well,
I don't know. It doesn't give me any information about who got word that she was doing this.
Do you feel like she got caught because one of the administrators was watching sad movies?
I would think.
And recognized the classroom?
I don't think it was that quick.
Hey, that's our school. Yeah, hey, right. That's our teacher.
How do I bring this up?
Yeah, but I don't think it could have gone to production
and all that soon. I'm sure a maintenance worker or someone else was at the school after hours and saw everything going on.
Couldn't go to production that soon. It's like an iPhone. And then a lot of times it goes up with me. There's no...
Tim, I don't know anything about this. That's your category. Not mine. She is facing charges, obviously got fired.
Wow. I mean, they got to edit it. They got to do color correction.
That's right.
They have to do reshoots. Special They've got to get the promo and marketing already.
Don't forget about the all-important name of said film.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They don't even care anymore.
I know, but I would really like that job to come up with the names.
What was your favorite?
I liked On Golden Blonde a lot.
And Goodwill.
No, I did not. That wasn't one of mine. That was one of yours, Jen.
No, I don't know. It's the only other one I remember.
Kevin, what about you?
I'm trying to think of something with the school. I was trying to think of a funny one, but I don't have one.
Here's my other story. This is a life-saving story. So there were some girls in England, and they'd been gearing up all for this wedding that was happening, and they had a big bachelorette party on Sunday, and the bride's name is Harriet. So Harriet and Kaylee were walking home from the festivities, and they'd both been drinking, obviously. It was 3 a.m.
Oh, okay.
They saw smoke coming from a random apartment, and they'd been drinking, but they saved the day. Kylie called for help. Harriet went to the back door, heard a guy yelling for help. So she broke in, got upstairs, found a guy in his 70s who couldn't get out, helped him down the stairs, saved his life.
Wow.
It's like when you fall when you've been drinking and it doesn't hurt. Similar.
Yeah,
to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. She felt very heroic.
But he was disoriented, and he told her, hey, there's a kid upstairs. So Harriet went back in.
Oh, geez.
Searched until she couldn't take the smoke inhalation anymore. And the guy was wrong.
Ugh.
No one else was there. She said her instincts kicked in and she did anything anyone else would do. It was nothing special. That's pretty cool,
yeah,
right?
Go Harriet.
I know.
Which is the same defense that the teacher who was shooting porn at the school used. Her instincts kicked in. It was nothing special.
Y98.
Julie Brialt of Eureka. She has a $100 gift card to Dirt Cheap.
Yes, she's very excited.
That's what just happened to her 4th of July. Fireworks. You didn't know.
That was quite a mouth firework.
Yeah. Remember when we did the sound effect game?
That was a terrible, terrible game.
No one could understand because the connections were bad. We did different sound effects like...
That's bacon frying.
Yes, and yeah, no one could figure it out. They thought it was static, and we had a bad phone connection.
We thought it would be the best idea ever. The sound effect game. We do the sound effects. You guess what the sound effect is. And it went on for way too long without a winner.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad news.
It was so bad, it was kind of good.
Yeah, it was.
I'm grateful for all the mistakes you guys made before I was here.
They're still happening.
All the things that you learned.
Still happening. Sometimes you got to throw a dart.
Yeah, it's a well-oiled machine now.
Okay, so last night at Golf League, I found out something. You know, this whole spring, we've been talking about the nasty, nasty gnats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're bad.
More so than the mosquitoes we've talked about in years past.
Yeah. Yes. I wonder if you found out the same thing I found out last night.
You found it out last night, too?
It could be if it pertains to gnats. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have a friend that I played with, and she woke up one morning, and her eye was... It looked like somebody punched her in the face. Her whole eye was swollen, and she kind of had a little bit of a black eye. Then another picture, her forehead looked like it had a baseball on it.
Did she get bit by a gnat?
These gnats are called buffalo gnats.
Oh,
is that what you found
what?
out?
No.
I'm not ready for this.
So
yours is way better.
She is crazy. A lot of people are really allergic to them, and they bite. Now, the females bite. The males don't. But it's because of all the water we've had in the area.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Now, that was the part I did hear, that the reason the gnats are so bad is because the ground, with all the flooding, and because the ground's so wet.
Yeah.
That's the part I did hear.
Okay, so I'm out on the golf course, and they are flying all over me. And I'm, you know, we hadn't talked about the gnats yet. I'm just like, and every time you're down looking at your ball, they're just... Mm-hmm. Swarming your face.
Buffalo gnats lay their eggs in water.
Yes.
That's the deal.
Looking good today. He's looking good in every way. No stop, keep. You better watch.
Don't mess with me.
No money, man.
I told you to get to the hook.
I don't know what the hook of it is.
Oh my gosh, Buffalo Stance by Nena Cherry. Hold on, here we go.
We always hang in a
Buffalo Gnats.
All right. So, I say, I'm like...
So, don't you get
bit by them. Okay, so the one girl that... The other girl that we're playing with is like, hey, after you're done hitting, I have something for you. She's got this little tiny bottle of vanilla. Vanilla extract.
Mm.
Ooh.
Okay? And my partner... already has it all over her. She'd already put it on her neck and her ears and then used vanilla lotion. She's like, I know I smell like I'm working...
In a bakery or something?
No, worse than that. More of a shoe show over on the east side, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tim has no idea what I'm talking about.
A high-heeled shoe show. A high-heeled, clear-heeled shoe show.
Okay, so now when I looked this up, it said it is not proven effective. But as soon as I took that vanilla and just put it on my neck and my ears, they did not bother me the rest of the night.
What makes a gnat a buffalo gnat?
It's a certain kind of gnat.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Look what Jen brought us.
Those were the only bugs that I was used to before I came here. And then we had all June bugs and all this stuff.
I had no idea they bit, though. Gnats, you're just like, they're annoying.
Right.
They're gnats.
But the buffalo ones.
They bite.
And the other tricky part is if you kill one, you have to use every part of it.
Is that a buffalo meat joke or something?
Yeah, it's a hunting joke.
Every part of the buffalo?
It's
pretty good. Thanks, Lance. It's pretty good.
He's laughing because you're sad.
Gnats are a lot thinner, and buffalo gnats, I don't know. They were the only bug I was used to before I moved here.
So you know about these.
I didn't
Why
know
did
they
you
were
tell
called.
Us?
We used to just call them flies.
Well, they're nasty. And, you know, again, vanilla extract. And my one friend said she just went into her cabinet and got the vanilla that you
used to use that?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can use the same stuff as you use for other bugs, whatever bug spray
she
you
tried
have.
That.
We used to always use Avon Skin So Soft.
I hate that stuff so much.
Well,
why?
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't like the smell of it. It bothers me. It's real greasy. I don't love it.
I use this all natural stuff for the kids because I don't love the
Listen,
meat.
I don't want Avon sales reps calling
no.
me. I am not
no,
a fan
no.
of it, but I like other products that you
right.
sell.
You just don't like the smell.
I don't like it.
There's some all natural thing that uses peppermint and tea tree oil that doesn't smell bad.
But if you're allergic, you're going to try everything, and this is the only thing that has worked for her. I'm just telling you.
Vanilla. Okay.
Oh, all that's right. the deal. She was allergic. That's why the baseball.
Yes. I mean... Like, if she gets, it's crazy. Her arm, she had a huge knot on it.
Jeez.
I know. So, there you go. That's your buffalo gnat news of the day.
There you go.
All right, your forecast is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home today. Some clearing. We might see some early morning showers and then windy and a high of 82. Tomorrow, sunny and 90. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Let's start in North County. Westbound 270. I've gotten tweets from...
foodstuffs, folks, with me, Tim Convey. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We are on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. It's a good time to follow us because you can watch segments like this live and also see different forms of my facial hair that's just lighting up the internet right now. Courtney's getting on there and supporting people who shame me.
My brother-in-law.
It's good. It's engaging. It's fun.
What did Ian say?
Said, why does it matter? You're on the radio.
And what did you say?
He likes attention.
At Courtney and Co. Y98 on Instagram. Get on there. All right, food things to talk about. We got a new list of America's favorite restaurant chains. What do you think?
Panera.
No.
What?
No.
Favorite restaurant chain.
Subway.
Chains.
Subway is third.
Really? Third?
Yeah.
I saw this, so...
Olive Garden.
No.
All right, Wendy's.
I'll tell you this. There's a ton of all of them.
McDonald's.
No Wendy's. No.
Can't what? Yeah.
Is it Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
I was like, why don't you just tell us what's on the list? Like Kramer.
Chick-fil-A is number one.
Okay.
Number two is... We talked about them opening a hotel.
Taco Bell.
Number three, as Kevin said, was Subway. In fourth place, we have a tie between one, two, three, four places.
Pizza places?
Maybe.
Ooh, Domino's?
Nope.
Pizza Hut?
Yep.
Papa John's?
Yep.
Are all Sparrow's? The rest of them pizza?
One of them's got the meats.
Arby's?
Yep.
What about the other one?
How are you guys missing this?
Burger King.
Burritos.
Chipotle.
Four-way tie. Arby's, Chipotle, Papa John's, and Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Now, I have to say, none of those would make my top three.
Me either.
I have other favorites.
Taco Bell is always in the zone for me. Okay. I mean, I sometimes there's nothing better than a
run for the border.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pizza Hut, who is tied for fourth place here, they're bringing back the old classic Pizza Hut logo.
Oh, with their roof, like a hat.
The hut.
Yes, yeah. And they absolutely should.
Yeah, I love whenever I drive by an old Pizza Hut that's been taken over by another restaurant.
Yes.
Oh, kids. I'm filled with the warmness of a personal pan pizza.
Not only that, but it's where you went after games.
Yeah.
They'd have the buffet set up. I mean, right. So many memories.
That was one of the first places I was allowed to walk to. There was a Pizza Hut like less than a mile away from our house. And my mom, when I would have a friend over, she would give me $10 and I could go walk to Pizza Hut and order my own personal pan pizza. It was my first
adult feeling.
A personal pan pizza to me tastes like independence.
Food stuff. So they're bringing it back?
They're bringing back the logo. They're not getting rid of the current one, which is like similar, but it's like a swirl and it's a little hipper. So they'll kind of alternate between both. They did a bunch of research and people were like, we want that old logo.
Nostalgia is huge.
Yeah. Pizza Hut, by the way, getting killed by the resurgence of Domino's right now.
Really?
Domino's makes a good pie, I gotta tell you.
Are they gonna also change their name to PH, which is apparently the trend to make everything initials?
They,
don't do it, Pizza Hut. Don't buy into it.
They won't do it. PH. They're trying to find that balance between... No? Even Kevin gave me a sigh there. Yikes.
Maybe we're just tired of them.
I stand by every part of the Buffalo Nat. I'm going to be kicking myself for that later. Longhorn Steakhouse. Are you familiar? We've got a few locations around this area. Obviously, there's one in Fairview. Longhorn Steakhouse coming out with a new ice cream. Are you interested?
Well, they have some nice-looking desserts there.
Well, let me tell you about this one. It is an ice cream with actual chunks of steak.
No, thanks.
It's covered in a bourbon-flavored caramel sauce and something called, quote, steak sprinkles. So it's just ice cream sprinkles, but they're made out of steak.
Oh, that's gross.
I don't know why I'm okay with bacon ice cream, but steak is taking it too far. It's too chunky and meaty.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like it at all.
Bacon's crispy. Is it bacon or is it a crispy piece of nougat? You don't know.
You know, I have entered...
Oh, you know.
I have entered that age where I like to order dessert now. You know the old ladies with the pie. Where's the pie? You'd be at any event. Where's the pie? I can't believe they haven't brought out the pie yet. I am that woman now.
You always ask for it. And you're like, and bring nine forks. And I know. Like, there's only two of you.
I always take it home because I know, I don't know what's happened. Huh. But I'm now like...
You're not real sweet. You're not a big sweets person
but
either.
Like, I want like a bite of it, but I can make a dessert last a few days.
Really?
Yeah, I got to get my little fill.
Hmm.
I may have taken a piece of cheesecake home the other night from a restaurant.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
But you're passing on this.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, this is crazy. I didn't realize this, but there are only 14 states in these United States where it is legal for kids to run a lemonade stand without a permit.
Really?
Who's ever going to shut down a lemonade stand?
Oh, we've had those stories where the police have been called.
That's awful.
And lemonade stands have been shut down. Well, what about Missouri and Illinois? Is it legal or are we black market lemonading it?
We're cool. Totally legal. Missouri and Illinois. Okay. So we don't have to deal with that. We can just get, you know, buckets of lemonade from strangers anytime we want.
Make sure they're children.
Yeah, right.
Don't buy it from an adult lemonade stand.
Sometimes they make the best. Country Time Lemonade offered to help kids pay the permit fines for running the lemonade stands, which is kind of a weird promotion that's like enabling people. I know it's silly, but enabling people to break the law, but we don't.
Aren't they also trying to change the law, too? I would think they would be paying off the permits and trying to change these lawmakers' minds.
It's a big campaign, yes, where they're like, this is the lawmaker you should contact. I think it's really more of a promotion. I wonder if they're like, think about the sales we could do if we could just legalize this thing. They're seeing what's going on with marijuana, and they're like, man, look at all the money that's in this.
Totally.
And then there's some hybrid. Because I have neighbors that sell it's a CBD oil lemonade stand, and it's they're 11. The kid's killing it. It's amazing. This has been Food Stuffs.
Food Stuffs!
You're listening to Courtney and Company.
Y98, today's best music mix and the hottest tickets in town. Shawn Mendes coming to Enterprise Center this Sunday. We have your tickets and you get to meet him backstage. I don't know why I'm whispering.
I don't know either.
We need to shout this from the rooftops. Last chance to meet Shawn Mendes backstage. We'll be giving that chance away in the 8 o'clock hour.
We got a bunch of texts from people about, we were talking about the Buffalo gnats that are overtaking our area because of all the water that we've had, and they bite you. Some people are allergic and get all this, I mean, swell up.
We do the down in the town today. I'll give you love, baby, not romance. I'll make a room, nothing left to chance.
So don't you get fresh with me.
Okay. Somebody called and said that Bath & Body sells a vanilla spray that works really well.
Okay.
Somebody called and said, what did you call it?
From Victoria's Secret, Amber Romance.
Her husband wears it on the golf course?
Sounds like a name of a...
a lady who dances?
Yes.
Yeah, but her husband wears it on the golf course. So,
oh, he does?
Amber Romance.
Yeah, that's what he's telling her.
Right.
Yeah.
You smell like Amber.
And then I told you guys about Buggins.
You did toad us.
I told you. Yes. And I have some in my car, if you don't believe me. That works. And then Listerine.
Buggins is the Berghoff family variety.
All right. Put it on your shoulder.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Both.
You'll never be able to pronounce L's again. But hey, it's totally worth it. It keeps the gnats away.
Buggins. Where do you find Buggins?
I think we got it like at Walgreens.
Okay. And Jen, you found a local company that sells something.
I was looking for the one that I use on my kids, and it's called Baby Gannix Natural Insect Repellent. I've been using it on them since they were little kids. And it's all essential oils. You can find that at Target. But then as I was searching for it, I found this list of the best insect repellents, and there's one that's made in Bridgeton, Mo, and it's called Repel. It's plant-based, lemon eucalyptus. It's DEET-free.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Lemon eucalyptus? Yeah.
That's their main active ingredient.
And it's called Repel?
R-E-P-E-L, all capital letters.
You can order it online?
Yeah. I found it, I'm sure you can find it in stores here, but when I found it on this list, you can order it through Amazon.
Yeah, and you said it was DEET-free. My wife texted me DEETOL, which apparently is not DEET-free.
It's DEET all the time.
Just DEET. Yeah.
But you can get that on Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people are trying to stay away from the DEET, Kevin.
Well, okay. I don't know what DEET does.
And I don't know when it comes to ticks, because my daughter went on a field trip and apparently half of the grade went the week before and everyone was covered in ticks because they didn't realize it was tick season. So
which is scary.
We were searching for, I was scouring the aisles, like, how much DEET am I allowed to buy? 20%? Let's go for 30.
Well, yeah, that's frightening though.
Yeah, right. Because they went out there. And it was early spring, and they didn't realize it was tick season. And the nature preserve people were like, okay, does anyone have bug spray? And it was one of those hot, hot spring days. Ooh. Everyone was wearing tank tops and shorts, and every single kid and adult was covered with ticks at the end.
And I just read about this cool app. Somebody on Facebook was talking about it. And I think we've talked about this app before with something else. I don't remember, but it's called iNaturalist. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
So it's available on Apple, and it's available in Apple and Android stores. But like, if you're a hiker, if you enjoy that kind of stuff, I'm a layer by the pool. But no, I mean, like, lots of families like to go hiking and whatever. Well, you take pictures. Like, you take pictures of footprints that you see in the woods.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And it will identify what kind of animal it is.
Oh.
It will even recognize some different kinds of poops.
Oh,
like telling
yeah.
you what animal
wow.
it was.
Yeah.
Also, if you're allergic to poison ivy, you take a picture of different plants and it'll tell you what kind of plants they are.
I can't ever tell what plant poison ivy is.
Yeah.
I know it has three leaves, but lots of plants look like they have three leaves to me. I'm
yeah,
bad at it.
I've never... And I say that, I need to knock on something, but I've never had poison ivy. So
well, really?
Our next door neighbor, wow. thank God, is real nature-y. And he recognized that we had poison ivy between our houses and sprayed it and pointed it out to us. And we're like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Yeah, iNaturalist. You can download that app if you're the hiking type. Not me. I wasn't even allowed to go to Camp Ondesank as a child. My brother and sister got to go, but not the brat.
Camp what?
Camp Ondesank.
My friends' kids are there
everybody,
right now.
Anybody in my area went there.
Well, your mom was paranoid when it came to you.
Yeah.
Me, yes.
You were
only
born
me.
With a hole in your heart. You
I
can't
was.
Be canoeing.
I was. There was fear of drowning, even though we had a pool in our backyard.
It's true, I'm a sucker for you.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Courtney, Kevin the intern, Tim Convey, Jen Myers, Lance Hildebrand. Both of us are smelling the vacation fumes right now.
Yeah.
Yes. A couple things. We've gotten some texts about the app that I was talking about. It's called iNaturalist. Is that app you can get from, you know, Android stores or iPhone. Has
Got it.
As well.
How did you come across this?
I saw somebody talking about it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
It's where I get all my material, Tim. I just stalk people, and they have interesting things to say.
Right.
How about that? And if you don't, I unfriend you. No, I don't. I don't. Okay, couple things about driving, Lance.
Yes?
They just did a big study about driving, and they have found the worst drivers in the country, according to Allstate's new report.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the top 10 are in Massachusetts. But not number one.
Mm. Three of the top 10 in Massachusetts.
Yeah, like okay. small little, you know, towns. Not really small, but a few. But the number one worst driving city, Baltimore. The
Ooh.
Worst. I think that they probably just went through all their stats. They get in the most accidents. They also listed the highways in these cities where the most accidents happen.
Oh, wow.
Which I would tell you, okay, I'll just say 405. I don't know.
That's correct.
DC number two.
Okay.
Yeah. Boston number three.
Yes.
And the safest driving cities Brownsville, Texas is number one.
It's like a, you don't even have to think about it.
And
close your eyes in Brownsville.
And fine. I think maybe you had some car issues in this town. Boise.
No. You said it right.
I know I did.
Good job.
I learned.
That's in Idaho, which people often confuse with Iowa.
Yes, Idaho.
Who confuses?
Yeah. No, I've known people.
She just did.
I didn't say I didn't say a town, a state. I said Boise.
She didn't say Boise, Iowa.
I do know people who've gotten those two mixed up.
Really?
I know. Yeah. She said it's in Idaho. And she prefaced it by saying that I had run into some trouble there.
Oh, I thought you had. In Boise.
No,
in
that's
Boise.
What I'm saying. That was in Iowa.
Got it.
I was confusing.
You confused me.
See?
By the way, safest driving cities, number four, Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because everybody's on the Kansas City, Missouri side.
Did St. Louis show up there anywhere that we got
it.
A designation?
Didn't okay. see it. Mm-mm.
Thanks to Lance keeping us safe. It's not so bad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lance.
Lance, the worst highway, though. Call it out. People want to know.
Around
I'll tell
here?
You. What is... Everybody go around and tell us your least favorite road to travel on. It does not have to be a highway. I'm going to tell you right now. For me, in Illinois, I don't know how you could ever live off of Green Mount. It is the worst road I've ever traveled on.
It's two lanes.
It's ridiculous.
It wasn't built for all of the development that is there now.
It's out of control.
Every shop ever imagined.
And then neighborhoods everywhere. All right, that's my least favorite. What's your least favorite?
Gosh, you know, when you say that, Homer Adams Parkway. That kind of has that same deal where it's like, you know, there's too much and too many times a stop.
Yes, you can't make it through.
Right.
Tim.
I don't know. I was just in the city. Like when you're downtown, like by the dome and stuff, right around rush hours, it was the worst.
Oh, yeah. All the stops.
There's no rules.
There's also tons of construction.
I mean, I was just sitting there and it's very, very frustrating.
Jen?
Oh, geez. So many from which to choose.
But you try to avoid it. That's what I'm saying. The roads you avoid because anytime you're on them, you're like, why did I take this route?
I know.
Or route.
I would say Manchester west of 270. I avoid, Ellisville and Baldwin and Manchester, but there's no good way to get out there. It's just Manchester Road and all of the lights, and it drives me bonkers every time.
I'm going to give you two. There's a small stretch of Mackland between Oakland Avenue and Manchester that's like driving through a field of rocks.
Yes.
Fix that. That's awful. And then the other one, simply because of how it's set up, is I try to avoid 6440 between Big Bend and 170 at all costs, all time of day.
Yeah. What's going on there?
There's always a problem.
There's nothing going on there.
And that's up there for me, too.
Here's the thing. It was a problem before they redid 6440, and then they brought all these engineers in who are going to fix it, and they made it worse.
They just made a different problem.
And I don't know what it is about Highway 70 drivers, but they think that left lane is their lane to hang out in.
Oh, that happens.
From the city to the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
The one thing that always amuses me is you'll see this every now and then, somebody who comes on the highway and immediately goes in the left lane. And does like 50.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Do you think that's safer somehow?
Well, then, you know, I guess they're avoiding all the people merging on.
And then 1 in 7 of us don't think we'd pass if we had to retake our driver's test.
Ooh.
Where do you fall on that?
The written part?
I took it. I passed it.
Yeah, the written part. Yeah, and I've done the same thing.
It's stressful.
Yeah, it is.
I was more worried about the eye exam, though, before I got glasses. I made up letters that don't exist.
Shawn Mendes tickets after Youngblood.
KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis, your home of today's.
Hi, Y98. Guess what?
Did I win?
You're caller 18.
Yay!
Congratulations. What's your name?
Amy.
Amy, who are these Shawn Mendes tickets for?
For my friend's little girl.
Oh, wow. You are a good friend.
Right?
What's her name?
Chloe.
Chloe. How old is Chloe?
She is 10.
Is Chloe going to freak that she will get to meet Shawn Mendes?
She will.
Okay,
she
will have to record her reaction and send it to us, okay?
I will.
All right, so you have a pair of tickets to see Shawn Mendes Sunday at Enterprise Center. You also snagged the last pair of meet and greet passes, so congratulations.
Awesome.
All right, congratulations. That's going to be so amazing this Sunday at Enterprise Center. All right, let's talk. It's conspiracy theory time. Actually, I'm not even going to say it's conspiracy theory anymore. It is fact, even though they're still saying that it's a lie. We've talked about this for years when we would talk about something random on the morning show and it would pop up on Facebook. It started with Courtney Landrum talking about something weird like caviar because we were reading some sort of list or we had some sort of study or story, and all of a sudden she's getting ads for caviar in her Facebook feed.
They know what I like.
Coincidence? Not at all. Well, now Instagram saying the same thing. And the head of Instagram was on CBS this morning speaking with Gayle King. You know, she's Oprah's best friend. She's not going to put up with your lies.
Jen, you mean CTM, don't you?
Oh, sorry, CTM. They changed CBS this morning to just CTM, and it's driving us crazy. So Gayle asked them, what's the deal? I'll be talking about something, and then all of a sudden ads pop up on Instagram. You're spying on me. And the boss said, no. There's two ways that can happen. One's dumb luck, which can happen. It's total coincidence. The second is you might be talking about it because it's top of mind because you already saw an ad for it. Lies.
And listen, stuck by this answer.
Oh, yeah. We don't look at your messages. We don't listen on your microphone. That would be super problematic for a lot of different reasons. But I recognize that you're not going to really believe me. Listen, Instagram is owned by Facebook, and there was a Time Magazine article a few months ago about he was either a former investor or a former consultant to Mark Zuckerberg and everyone at Facebook who said, Facebook absolutely is listening to you. It is a fact. They are doing this. He said he had a problem with it. He didn't like it. He talked to Mark Zuckerberg about it. They're doing it. I was at my kid's swim meet on Monday night. And I sat there for 4 hours talking about freestyle and backstroke and butterfly and the medley relay. Yesterday morning, I got my first ad on Instagram for Speedo swimsuits. Case closed. Not case closed, but I mean, how are they still denying this and getting away with it?
I don't love the fact that, like, if you search something because you're looking for something, then all the ads start popping up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And maybe you've already bought it. It's like, I already bought it.
That's 100%. Right. No one doubts that. If you Google something, even just
yes.
Google,
yeah.
It finds a way into your
Facebook.
But the
listening thing is the thing he's denying.
I have not Googled a Speedo swimsuit.
Ryan may have.
Yeah, we are going on vacation in a couple weeks. Yeah. He needs to be beach ready. Your forecast from Ashley Home Store. This is home, hot and humid. It is pool weather today.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. A lot of teens calling about the Shawn Mendes. Somebody tried to argue with me. You said they were 8 o'clock hour. I'm like, well, we are currently in the 8 o'clock hour, and we just gave them away. Well, there you have two pair. Well, I know. We gave those away earlier than 8, 6 o'clock hour. I don't want to make enemies with the teens. You know, we try to get you the best tickets. We only have a certain amount. They're all gone now. I'm sorry. So stay here because there's still some entertainment possibly to come. Jen's got 17 Shawn Mendes stories coming in Schmick.
No. No, but I do have a story, one of the top three. Well, I'll wait until you're done with everything
I thought we do a little quiz based on this whole driving survey that was just released. Mm-hmm. You guys all have to write your answers down.
Okay. No.
We only have a few questions. I'm not doing the whole thing, obviously, because that would be exciting radio. But they just did a big survey on drivers. 90% of us think we're good drivers. 22% of us have had someone comment on our bad driving before. Anyone in here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Nick comments about my bad driving. Kevin.
Kevin, you, it goes without saying.
Exactly. Who has not?
Yeah, right. That would be a shorter list.
What are the two things that get us most distracted while we're driving? Head out of the gutter.
Two things get us most distracted while driving. Mm-hmm.
Do we have to write it down?
No, just I'm just asking.
Oh, I would say your phone and the radio.
Yeah.
Got one of them.
Phones and billboards.
No.
No?
Other drivers?
Eating.
Oh, yeah.
Eating and phones. And about 50% of us have a friend of a family member who's such a bad driver, it makes them feel unsafe. Why are you in the car with them? I mean, you know.
Well, you don't always.
Because they have a truck, Courtney, and we're moving.
Okay. All right, here we go, guys. They're multiple choice questions. This is straight from the Missouri driver's sample test. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, Missouri teens, third worst drivers in the country.
Well, it's because the cell phone law needs to change.
Third worst state for teen driving.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You must pull over to the edge of the road and allow an emergency vehicle to pass. A, regardless of your direction. B, only if it's following you. C, only if it is approaching you from the opposite direction. Or D, none of the above. Regardless of the direction, only if it's following, opposite, none of the above. All right, everybody have their answers?
Gosh.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go there.
Okay, Kevin says A, Tim says A, Jen says B, and Lance says B. It's A.
It's A.
Yeah.
Yep. Regardless of your direction, you have to pull over.
Yeah.
Oh, you think if you're going the opposite direction, you just don't have to move?
I was thinking emergency vehicle, like a tow truck. No, a fire truck or a police car.
Emergency vehicle.
You can argue it with the examiner when you go to take the test. Right.
Oh, now you should have said.
Now, I shouldn't have said anything.
Emergency vehicle.
When you are being tailgated, A, move over to the right if there's an open lane to your right. B, if there's not an open lane to your right, wait until the way is clear ahead and reduce your speed slowly to encourage the tailgater to drive around you. C, never slow down abruptly. D, all of the above.
Can you say what was the first one again?
Move over to the right if there's an open lane to your right, if you're being tailgated. And the answers are...
Slam on your brakes.
D, A. Slam on your brakes, that'll show them. What's your answer? D is correct.
Hey,
all of the above.
Right.
All right. Motorcycles are entitled to A, the bicycle lane, B, the same full width as the other motor vehicles, C, half the width of the lane, or D, width of the sidewalk.
Wow.
All right, Kevin. B. Lance?
Sorry.
B. And Jen, she's going to try to be funny, and I'm not going to stand for it.
She's trying to be
whatever they want, they go in between vehicles.
Mm-hmm, told you.
It's different.
Okay, and finally.
It's B.
It's B was right?
Yes.
Okay.
To change lanes, you should check your mirrors and signal, then change lanes. Signal, check your mirrors, check your blind spot in the direction you plan to move, then change lanes. Signal, check your mirrors and change lanes. Signal and change lanes.
What? This is too many words.
Okay. Tim says A. Jen says B. Kevin says B. Lance says B. It's B.
Yeah!
What was the difference?
Check your blind spot, I don't think.
Yes, you didn't.
Oh, sorry.
Look who can drive right in Missouri and Illinois.
Drive
suckers.
Right.
Look who can't speak right in Missouri.
Kevin
Illinois.
Drives so slowly he can look up the rules before he makes whatever move.
He's looking up while he's driving.
All right, start binging the huge show Netflix is losing. Coming up about 8:38 in Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. It is one of the top three shows that Netflix has right now. People are binging it like crazy. people who watched it when it was originally on, and people who became fans after the show went off the air. And you have less than 2 years to watch all The Office that you can on Netflix. NBC Universal is taking it back for their own upcoming streaming service.
I know what Kevin's thinking.
Cozy TV.
That's right. No.
It's on a bunch of places. You don't even need it really on Netflix.
Yeah. So, they have it on TBS.
But it's got 2 years left.
Comedy Central.
Comedy Central. January of 2021. But Netflix did say they're keeping Steve Carell. He's going to be in an original series called Space Force about the people tasked with creating the new branch of the U.S. Armed Services. And Greg Daniels, who did The Office with Steve Carell, created it, the U.S. version, is working on this show. Speaking of Netflix, more than 23 million accounts tune in to see the series about the Central Park Five, When They See Us. That, what was it, a four-part miniseries?
I think so.
Yeah. And there's a new show for Discovery, Shark Week, and it's going to include Anthony Anderson, Adam Devine, Joel McHale, Damon Wayans Jr., and Rob Riggle. Some sort of comedic shark thing. Which sounds great, because Rob Riggle, as a commentator on the mini golf
Holy Moly
on ABC.
Unfunny.
What? Unfunny?
I don't think Rob Riggle's funny.
Nick's not a big fan of him either.
Yeah.
Really?
I like him. He doesn't bother. I'm telling you, one of my favorite scenes from Hangover. Not up in here. Yeah. No, not up in here. You either know it or you don't.
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas having their official fancy French wedding. Dr. Phil spilled the beans about it. You know, Sophie and Joe have to be like, what gives? First of all, we have this secret wedding in Vegas that Diplo live streams on Instagram, does a live story. Like, can't you take a hint that you're invited to this wedding and you need to keep it private?
Okay. They freaked.
Yeah, and then Dr. Phil,
why would, is he
opened
invited?
His mouth and said, I don't know, that they were getting married in France. But you need to check out Instagram, because Sophie Turner posted a picture of Joe Jonas in the bathtub, and Courtney is in love with the view behind Joe Jonas.
Oh my God, it's the most beautiful setting I've ever seen.
You are in denial.
It's gorgeous.
No, they're in De France. Leave me alone, Dr. Phil.
Are you a drunk?
Maybe.
Only before I have to get up on stage for a roast.
You can suck this.
Oh, wow.
Heaven.
He's been hitting the tequila. TV Tonight, the Democratic candidates debate. 10 candidates in the debate on NBC at 8 o'clock. The other 10 take the stage tomorrow night. And they said, between all of the different people debating, it is a lighting nightmare.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Women and people of color require different lighting than white men. So they said, with all of these people up on stage, you have Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren and Bill de Blasio. It's just...
Is it the two different nights? Is it the top 10 and then the second 10? Or is it a random?
Randomly chosen.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. There is no Joe Biden on this. And apparently Elizabeth Warren is center stage for this one.
Joe Biden is on tomorrow and not tonight? Is that what you're saying?
Got it. Interesting. What, did they just lottery? Draw them out of a hat?
Makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was exactly that methodology, but it was a random choosing of who was on which night.
31st season finale of Amazing Race tonight on CBS. Always on
my show.
I
didn't even know it was on.
But Amazing Race is one of those reality shows where you don't really have to watch all the way through. You can tune into the finale, and it's still fun to watch them run around. And you get a good idea for who are the villains and who are the good guys. A lot of people end up being the good guys on the Amazing Race and the good girls. Let's talk about some new music from some veteran musicians. For the Lion King soundtrack, there will be a new song from Elton John and Tim Rice. They did the original Lion King soundtrack. They have a new song called Never Too Late. There will be new versions of old songs. You know that Beyonce and Donald Glover sing Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And Never Too Late will play over the end credits. And the soundtrack will be out July 11th online. And Michael Stipe from REM has 18 songs ready for a solo project.
That's good news.
Huh.
I would like to hear what he's got.
I'll check it out for sure.
I know. Sad when he...
Missed that sound.
Yeah.
It's like lacking in our world.
It really is. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Stories that we have posted, including the great country remake of Cher's Believe. You can listen to that. And the 640 Schmig in podcast form. Right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Northbound on 55, it is a...
Y98, and it's time for celebrity birthdays. Let's see here. Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation. Ron Swanson. How old is he?
Well, he's got to be around, he's breakdancing age. Because remember, he and his brother had a breakdancing troupe. They throw the cardboard down. I'm going to say he's 47.
Exactly what I was thinking.
49.
You got it.
Yeah.
Tim nailed the age.
Megan Mullally is much older,
57 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Good for her. Good for him. How old is Ariana Grande?
27?
I'd say 28.
I think younger. 23?
26.
26.
Wow.
Lance gets it.
She's been famous for a while.
Chris Isaac, singer of Wicked Game. Maybe one of the best videos of all time.
And a very funny guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Real dry.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Chris Isaac show?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have no idea how old he is.
61?
I don't know.
That might be too young.
Might be too old.
Too old, I think. 59? I like 58, though, so...
58? You want to go with 58?
No, I'm going with 59, but I recommend the next person... Yes, 58.
56.
58.
63.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. I know.
That's crazy.
Kevin was closest, and he doubted himself.
Tim and I doubted Kevin, too, on that one.
Yeah.
And finally, another Parks and Rec star, but she's also killing it as Lenny on Legion.
Oh, yeah. Aubrey Plaza. Yeah.
And she's in the new Chucky movie, right?
Yeah, she's Andy's mom.
How old is April?
38.
Really?
I don't know.
She seems so young to
33?
Me.
33?
34.
32.
Courtney was closest. She's 35.
Hey. Oh, God. Ooh, 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 that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Yeah, Mama.
Y98. That voice is the little voice of Nora Farmer. And speaking of little voices, I forgot to wish a happy birthday to my niece, Reese. She's 7 today. Happy birthday, Reese.
Say what Sarah texted you.
All right. Sarah said, hey.
Don't forget, it's your niece, Reese's birthday.
Right. I forgot.
And she said, as usual, she's disappointed.
Right. But now she's not, because she got to hear her birthday on the radio.
Happy birthday, Reese. Say happy birthday to Reese.
Happy birthday, Reese.
Oh, awesome. And now something even more important.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
We've got Jen's children in the studio because they're going to help Tim with things you didn't know.
That's right. We're on Instagram Live right now if you want to take a look at our helpers.
It's Finn's favorite segment, so I told him to put on some headphones and take a seat.
Oh, man. I'll try to make it a good one, Finn, but no promises, you know?
Yeah.
It's been a long week.
It's Wednesday.
Prepare to have your mind blown.
Here's something you didn't know. Oranges are usually sold in what?
Bags?
Yeah. What do they look like?
Nets.
Like the red net?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
To hold them in a bag.
It's because it makes the color of the fruit look even brighter.
Oh.
Silent Green is people!
And what'd you think of that one? Is okay?
Here's something you didn't know. We'll keep with the fruit theme.
Oh, good.
This is crazy. Peaches and nectarines are the exact same fruit. Nectarines just have a recessive gene that keeps them from being fuzzy.
I had no idea.
Whoa!
Ah! My kids think they taste differently.
It's still illegal.
You bought peaches and you told me that they were peaches, but they were nectarines.
No, not really. They're just in the same family.
Do they taste the same? I don't eat nectar. I don't eat either of those things. Do they taste the same?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Just one's fuzzy? Yeah. Why wouldn't you just eat nectarines then? Who needs the fuzz?
Me.
I like the fuzz.
I like the fuzz too.
Weird.
Yeah.
Here's something you didn't know.
Me, I get the whole thing. I get the whole thing.
No, you're going to have to leave if you don't listen to Tim.
Here's something you know. There are now more than 7,400 breweries in the United States.
7,400.
7,400. In 1979, there were 90.
Wow.
That's so exciting.
What an explosion.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
People love
all these home brewers that started their own.
7,400.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Here's something you didn't know. It takes about 2.5 pounds of grapes just to make one bottle of wine.
2.5 how many?
Pounds.
Okay.
Huzzah!
What do you think, Finn? That's a lot of grapes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's something you didn't know. This blew my mind. The world's largest cashew tree is in Brazil. It's 80,000 square feet, which means it's about the size of 5 football fields. This cashew tree has some kind of weird gene where the branches grow out instead of up. So this thing just keeps going, covers several acres. It's like a few blocks.
How are the limbs not falling down?
I don't know. What do you mean?
This is
almost like a bush, if that makes sense.
But if it's out, it seems like they would get weighed down.
Yeah, there's only one trunk. This is things Tim doesn't know.
No, it's like I said, it's like a bush. Like it just kind of rolls around and it's all over the place. And it yields a whole ton of cashews and it's like a tourist attraction.
Okay, that sounds like it could be bad.
Pretty good. Here's something you need to know. The New York Times has approximately 16 to 1700 obituaries pre-written, so they'll be ready to go certain people die.
Yeah, they've accidentally published a few.
Same for TV. They have packages already put together.
That's a ton, though.
For some of our older, famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something you know. 3 of the first 5 presidents died on July 4th.
What?
Yep. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson and James Monroe.
That's crazy.
Adams and Jefferson died the same year, too.
I feel like it's so...
How did I not know this?
Yeah, no kidding, Finn. Frankly, most of these I would have thought you would have been on top of. I'm a little bit disappointed.
The cashew thing especially.
Yeah. Maybe I can get you on this one. You know much about Kate Blanchett? No, we'll move on. Here's something you didn't know. All 3 players on Jeopardy can wind up winning nothing after betting it all on Final Jeopardy and getting the question wrong.
Right.
If they do, they get replaced and there are 3 new players the next day. Sorry, guys. And it's happened 7 times in the show's history.
Yeah, but we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
Thank you, Alex. By the way, James Holzhauer, the Jeopardy champ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was in the World Series of Poker and did poorly.
Nah.
Oh, that's his main profession, right?
No, he's a sports gambler.
Oh, okay.
Because every time it'd be his turn to do something, he'd answer in the form of a question and they'd kick him out. Here's something you didn't know. The internet as we know it is only 11,000 days old.
That's not
Man.
Here's something you didn't
know. That's crazy to me.
Kung Fu isn't just a term for Chinese martial arts. It refers to anything that takes time, patience, and energy to study and learn.
I don't have patience.
So you're not great at
Kung Fu?
No.
You want more president stuff, Finn?
Sure.
You dig that?
He doesn't really.
Who's right? Let me hear you, people.
Here's something you know. There are 6 U.S. presidents who were never elected to any office before they became president. Do you know any of them?
No.
Personally?
Probably not.
Kev?
George Washing Machine.
Howard
George
Taft.
Washing Machine.
I said Howard Taft. William Howard Taft.
Yes, that is correct. Grant, Taft, Hoover, Zachary Taylor, Eisenhower, and Donald Trump had never been elected to.
Very nice.
I feel like you guys should have gotten that one. And finally.
And George Washing Machine.
Haggis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very familiar with haggis?
Scottish. It's a Scottish delicacy.
I thought it was a character from Harry Potter.
I want ham!
That's Hagrid. Haggis is the national dish of Scotland, but it was actually invented in England. You guys know what haggis is?
It's gross.
So England gets all the credit for chopping up a sheep's heart and lungs, mixing it with a bunch of other stuff, jamming it into a stomach casing, and calling it food.
Congratulations.
That's what haggis is.
Things you didn't know.
Courtney and Company, brought to you by Pedal the Cause. You have a cancer-curing bike.
It's back and it's better than ever. Courtney and Company's day off at the ballpark.
She used to meet me on ice, son.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on ice, son. The city with a sun all set.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. There's a lot of excitement at Entercom St. Louis currently because the Stanley Cup is in the house.
I just ran back here. I talked to Howie Barrow.
Oh, yeah.
Came in about a month and a half ago and brought the cup during the playoffs. And I said, Howie, you probably don't remember any of us, but we talked to you on Y98 and we said, we'll see you when you bring the cup back. And I'm so glad you're back.
I know, right? But man, I didn't realize how many employees we had here.
Oh, yeah, so,
I don't recognize anyone. Did somebody send like a note out to the entire neighborhood on Olive? I mean, it's crazy in there. We did have to cut in line a little bit.
Yeah, we did. People were a little
more talented.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't show up if you're listening and you're like, it's right down the street. I'm going to go see the cup.
It was so.
I would try.
They're not asking for credentials. Yeah. It was so sweet to see lifelong Blues fans here at the station.
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly kissing the cup. Ben, our friend Ben, brought his two kids and he put his tiniest son in the cup.
That was awesome.
And everyone started cheering and then he started crying because there was like too much attention. It's just really sweet to see everybody with their families get to touch the cup. And then Ryan, my husband, like right before he left, after they were done taking pictures, he like kissed the cup really fast. He didn't want it on a picture, but he just wanted to like kiss the cup.
It's pretty awesome. So, and that's, you know, I saw a bunch of pictures on Facebook yesterday of it at different people's offices as well. So it's going to be making the rounds.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get an opportunity like that because it's pretty cool. Okay. I got this great message yesterday from one of our listeners. She had tagged me in something and I had sent her a Facebook message just saying, giving my comment about the thing, so it wasn't on the post. But then she wrote me back and said, by the way, I've been a huge fan of yours since back in the Stephen DC days. I grew up listening to Phillips and Wall with my mom. Then as I got to be a teen, I listened to Stephen DC, and even when things got pretty bad, talking about the Stephen DC days. there were lots of highs and lows. You are my favorite and main reason for listening. Then I went away to college, and when I came back to STL, I heard you were on Phillips and Company, so I gave it a few listens. Parts of my childhood shows were merged and better than ever. I've been listening ever since, and I'm so happy that they named the show after you. It is well earned. It may sound weird, but I feel like we go way back. I identify a little more with Jen because I'm known to be the crier in any group.
And what are you talking about?
She's close to my age, so her memories are from a similar perspective to mine. But I've always loved listening to your voice and personality. You are my sister's age, so your memories and pop culture references always remind me of her. She died in 1995, so it's a comforting connection for me. I've always been a fan of Lance. Wherever I heard him over the years, that awesome voice. Kevin and Tim, they're all right. No. They're like the brothers I never had because growing up, it was just us girls. I didn't intend for this to turn into a love letter about the show, but why not tell people what they mean to you? Isn't that nice? Aww,
that's really sweet. Yeah.
You feel like my family. I'm happy and silly with you. I grieve along with you. And just know that each of you, as well as the collective group, continues to make a difference in my life, and I appreciate you.
That's sweet.
Aww.
Isn't that not, this is why we, part of the reason we do it.
Is brought to you by Schnucks.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.